Well, before we start into our time of prayer tonight, I want to briefly look at a verse from this last week's passage. This is in Mark 9, verse 19. Mark 9, 19. Didn't really get to spend any time in the sermon looking at it, but I think there's a lot in it. We'll touch on just a little bit tonight. Mark 9, 19. There, Jesus is speaking to the father of the boy who's tormented by the demon. It says, he, Jesus, answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. But you'll recall that when Jesus spoke these words to the father of the demon-afflicted boy, he was not speaking only to the father. He was answering the Father, but there he speaks to a generation. He says, O faithless generation. And in that scene, you'll recall that Jesus was surrounded by a number of people with various levels of unbelief. There were maybe three distinct groups. There were the scribes. There were the disciples. There was the suffering Father. Each of them were at a different level of belief as well as unbelief, some much more unbelief than the others. So Jesus says, how long shall I bear with you? Jesus reveals there that when we don't believe him, when we don't believe the things that he says, it pains him. It wears him down. That's all in those words, how long shall I bear with you? He's, when we don't trust him, when we start to get all fearful, questioning, It is a burden for Jesus. And if you reflect on that, you know something of what that is like. Reflect on how painful it must have been for Jesus in his humanity to be constantly misunderstood by others, constantly working, serving with people who really did not get him. To spend most of his time teaching people, being with them, and they end up at key points over and over telling him what he's doing wrong. No, no, it can't be that you'll go to the cross. No, no, it can't be that the Sabbath is observed this way. No, it can't be that you're actually legitimately casting out demons. You must be doing it illegitimately. Can you have a sense of how painful it is for him to be doing all that and always be around people who do not understand who he is? Even his blood brothers and sisters did this. It says in Mark 3, you'll recall, they thought he was out of his mind. So it would be this kind of thinking: nobody gets me, nobody understands me. And when we say things like that or think things like that, usually it's mixed with unwarranted self-pity. But when Jesus says it, it's entirely accurate. They really did not get him. So what is it like to be surrounded by people who don't get you? Surrounded at home, surrounded at church, surrounded at work by people who keep misperceiving you, miscasting you. Well, one thing that we see here is that it's exhausting. It is tiring. Jesus says, how long shall I be with you? How long do I have to put up with you, says some translations. When we're tired of people who just do not get us, people who we have to put up with, we're tempted to quit on the relationship, to no longer be with them. Now, how can you and I endure living in this world where there are going to be people who just don't get it, who just don't get us? Well, we come again to the gospel. We see Jesus in the gospel. And I think these questions that he's rhetorically asking himself, how long shall I bear with you, he also answers. John 13, 1, it says, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. How long did he bear with them? To the end, it says. How long did Jesus bear with the tiresome people, even among his disciples, to the end of his life? But did you notice how John reports that Jesus treated them as he bore with them? It says he loved them. He loved them to the end. Jesus loved the tiresome people who did not get him to the very, very end, even to the point of laying down his life for these people who did not get him. He laid down his life for them on the cross. So when you think of Jesus bearing with us, when we are being unbelieving, tiresome, doubting, striving against him, he is not like the babysitter who's dealing with bratty kids, and the babysitter is checking the clock every 5 minutes, just, I cannot wait until this is over, and the parents come back. He wasn't like that. He bore with us to the end of his life, and he loved us to the end. Jesus loved us, the tiresome people, so much that he gave everything he had on earth to us and for us. And it's as we again seize hold of that, sense that, receive that for ourselves, that kind of love for me, who is unworthy and tiresome, it's when we dig into that, it will start to stir us. And we'll be able to translate it, transfer it into our own relationships with tiresome people who don't get us. He loved me, the one who just doesn't get him. He bears with me when I'm slow to believe and when I have all kinds of unbelief mixed in. He loved me to the very end and gave himself for me. And so now when I live around tiresome people, I want just a little bit more. I want to love and to give myself to them. Let us so love one another to the very end. Amen.